Australia's biggest beverage companies have won their legal challenge against the Northern Territory's container deposit scheme. It was designed to give people an incentive to recycle their bottles. But the federal court has found in favour of Coca-Cola, Amatil, Schweppes and Lion. They'd argued that the scheme conflicted with a federal law governing trade between the states. The Northern Territory government says it's considering its legal options and will fight to keep the scheme going. Sarah Everingham reports from Darwin.
The major beverage companies have won this battle against the Northern Territory's container deposit scheme, but the Territory Chief Minister Terry Mills says the fight is not over.
Now, this is a big blow for the Territory. It's a real setback. This decision handed down today will have a significant effect on grassroots community members who have enjoyed this scheme, a scheme that we support and a scheme that we'll continue to fight for its survival.
The Northern Territory's container deposit legislation, which is modelled on South Australia's, allows consumers a 10-cent refund on bottles and cans when the containers are returned to a collection depot. Coca-Cola, Schweppes and Lion argued the scheme breached Commonwealth law because it required different production processes for the same product in different states and territories. Today, the judge rejected the Northern Territory's argument the Territory scheme was exempt because it was aimed at reducing environmental harm. South Australia's scheme is exempt from the Commonwealth law. The Northern Territory Chief Minister Terry Mills says the Territory will also seek an exemption through COAG.
The first COAG I went to, I raised this at that time. They supported the position. I've now formalised that call to my COAG colleagues, who have indicated their support for our position.
Coca-Cola Amatil has welcomed today's finding. The company spokesman is Alec Wagstaff.
This decision means that we can move almost immediately to drop prices in the Northern Territory. We can do that. At the same time, we're very concerned to make sure that people in the Northern Territory get a chance to get back the deposits they've already paid. And thirdly, we're very eager to work with the government to put in place alternate arrangements to improve recycling and reduce litter in the Northern Territory.
Coca-Cola argues the container deposit scheme in the Northern Territory was having little environmental impact.
In terms of why we don't support container deposits, it's quite simple. We don't think they're the best way to improve recycling in Australia. They only address a small part of the problem and they're very expensive. In effect, they're a green tax on consumers.
But Jeff Angel from the Boomerang Alliance says the Territory scheme needed more time.
The fact is the scheme has only been running for about 12 months. It's normal that any scheme has a ramp-up period. And in fact, they had achieved over 30% recovery, which was twice as much as they had done previously. So you've got a massive improvement. And as new infrastructure rolls out, new collection and recycling infrastructure rolls out, then you'll see this scheme, like other schemes, as in the South Australia, will achieve about 80%. That's much more than any of Coke's alternatives could ever achieve.
And he says today's decision has not set back the campaign for a national container deposit scheme.
Well, this legal action has no bearing on the capacity of the Commonwealth to introduce a national scheme. This legal case was solely about what happens at a state level when they pass a state law. The campaign to introduce a national container deposit scheme is going to continue, and we do thank Coke for giving us an enormous amount of publicity and extra public support because of their bully tactics.
Alec Wagstaff from Coca-Cola Amatil rejects the accusations of bullying.
This was never an issue of bullying. These sort of concerns were raised by the current Environment Minister when he was in opposition. The issue is the competence of government in terms of bringing legislation, which is valid.
The Northern Territory government says it's also considering an appeal against today's decision.
Sarah Everingham reporting.